Student protesters take over a building on the campus of Columbia University. And four law enforcement officers are killed while serving a warrant in Charlotte, North Carolina. The Morning Rundown starts now.
From the Straight Arrow News Studio, bringing the stories that matter to you from across the United States and around the world. This is the Morning Rundown.
Today is Tuesday, April 30th. Thank you for joining us. I'm Kara Rucker. Just after midnight, student demonstrators at Columbia University protesting the war in Gaza broke into a campus building occupying Hamilton Hall just hours after the university's deadline passed for students to clear their pro-Palestinian encampment. Columbia is sending an email to all students this morning telling them to avoid campus. A student protest group confirming its members have, quote, reclaimed Hamilton Hall, barricading themselves inside, students taking over the same building occupied during a Vietnam protest in 1968, hanging up a banner reading Hines Hall in reference to a six-year-old Palestinian girl killed in Gaza. Images from the scene show the maintenance crew confronting the protesters inside the building and students forming a human chain blocking the entrance. The NYPD saying its officers were stationed near the campus, but not on the grounds. The student protesters saying they will remain at Hamilton Hall until the university meets their demands. Columbia confirmed Monday afternoon it started suspending students for violating the 2 p.m. Monday deadline. It was not clear how many students have been suspended so far. Columbia President Manu Shafiq issuing a statement telling protesters to voluntarily disperse, saying the encampment has created an unwelcoming environment for many of the school's Jewish students and faculty. Protesters want the university to divest funds for Israeli institutions, something Shafiq says the school will not do. But in her statement, she says Columbia has offered to develop an expedited timeline for the university to review new divestment proposals from students and has offered to make investments in health and education in Gaza. Now, in its second week, the pro-Palestinian protests at Columbia are just one of several occurring at college campuses across the country. On Monday, arrests were made at encampments at the University of Texas and the University of Florida. Meanwhile, Northwestern University has announced that it had reached an agreement with students to continue protests that comply with university rules and policies. Four law enforcement officers were killed Monday afternoon in a shootout at a home in Charlotte, North Carolina. Those killed included a deputy U.S. Marshal, two members for the North Carolina Department of Corrections, and an officer with the Charlotte Police Department. Authorities coming under fire while trying to serve a warrant to a convicted felon for possessing a firearm. Police saying the armed suspect was shot dead after leaving the home. A second person also opened fire on those officers. The police chief saying a lot of questions still need to be answered as to what unfolded.
Today's an absolute tragic day for the city of Charlotte and for the profession of law enforcement. Today we lost some heroes that are out to just simply trying to keep our community safe.
After the three-hour standoff came to an end, a woman and a 17-year-old male were found inside the home and taken in for questioning. Three Charlotte police officers and a member of the Marshal Service Fugitive Task Force were also wounded in the incident. The Federal Communications Commission has fined major wireless carriers AT&T, Verizon, T-Mobile, and Sprint nearly $200 million for illegally sharing customer location data without consent. A 2020 investigation revealed that the carriers had been distributing users' geolocation details to third parties, including to prisons. Despite promising to end these practices in 2018, the FCC says the companies took more than a year to actually stop them. The carriers have expressed intentions to appeal, disputing the FCC's findings and the legality of the fines. By 2029, almost all new passenger cars and trucks sold in the U.S. must be equipped with automatic emergency braking systems, the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration announced on Monday. This regulation aims to save at least 360 lives and prevent 24,000 injuries annually. The decision comes in response to a rise in traffic fatalities post-COVID-19 lockdowns. The new rule also sets performance standards for these systems, requiring them to detect pedestrians in both daylight and at night and function effectively at speeds up to 90 miles per hour. Some smaller manufacturers have until September 2030 to comply. With talks of a merger gaining traction, media giant Paramount has announced Bob Bakish is stepping down as the company's CEO. In his absence, three Paramount executives will form a committee called the Office of the CEO to now lead the company, consisting of the presidents of CBS, Paramount Media Networks, and Paramount Pictures. Bakish has been with the company for nearly three decades in roles including CEO of Viacom. He will remain with Paramount until October, working as a senior advisor. According to CNBC, Skydance Media has extended a final offer to Paramount about a potential merger agreement. Finally this morning, this may come as disappointing news for American soccer fans. The U.S. is withdrawing its bid to host the 2027 Women's World Cup, but officials say they have a good reason. U.S. Soccer announced Monday the end of their joint bid with the Mexican Football Federation to host the 2027 soccer tournament, despite being one of three finalists, as FIFA's decision is just weeks away. Instead, the groups will focus their efforts to secure the 2031 Women's World Cup, saying the two countries will take lessons learned as they prepare to host the 2026 Men's World Cup along with Canada. In addition, the U.S. will also host the 2028 Summer Olympics in Los Angeles. This now leaves two remaining bids for the 2027 Women's World Cup, one from Brazil and a joint bid from Belgium, Germany, and the Netherlands. These are your top stories for this Tuesday. You can get the latest unbiased straight facts anytime by downloading the Straight Arrow News mobile app. We'll see you back here tomorrow. Until then, I'm Kara Rucker. Have a great day.